Kiseitze, La Milchoma, Lo Yevecha, all this forum talk about that. You could be Mefarish, Avad of the Pshute Shal Mikra is about Milchoma on a physical Oyev, Pashas in Eretz Yisrael. Over the Chazal, the Svarim talk about that it's going on the Milchama of the Yetzer, Oyevecha, the Oyev Shalcha, the Oyev that's Miyuchet Fishviyu, because everyone has his own Yetzer Hara, Ezehu Gibor, HaKoivish Es Yitzroi, right? It's not a kunst to be Koivish, your friend's Yetzer, the one, the Nisyonis that he has, it has to be Klapi your own. I so brought down that it's Pshutei Shal Mikra. This is written in Sfarim from 100, 200 years ago. They write that when there was Milchama in Eretz Yisrael, which, not parenthetically, now there is, but they write that when there's Milchama in Eretz Yisrael, so then Pshutei Shal Mikra is on the Milchama, on the physical Milchama. Aber Kahayoyim, 200 years ago, when there's no Milchama in Eretz Yisrael, then Pshutei Shal Mikra is that it's going on Milchama Segeitze. Now we have a Milchama, but Avada, the Mefarish, the Pasuk also, it's going on Milchama Segeitze. Now by Milchama Segeitze, this Klolei Milchama, this Tachsisei Milchama. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tezvav, Hayoyti la Milchama, Yosim Nafshoi Bechapoi, Lo Yirev, Lo Yifchad, Lo Yachshoi, Lo Yishtoi, Lo Yibonov, El Yimche Zechroina Milibay, Vi Yifana Mikol, Dover la Milchama. A person has to be totally, 100% focused on the Milchama, not to think about anything else. That's the only way to be able to have the Nitzachon of the Milchama. Now there's two kinds. There's Milchama of the offensive that kiseitze la milchama levecha, and then there's another pasuk. It's actually in Parshas Baloischa, kisovay milchama ba'artzachem. That's fakeret when the oyev came into you, he attacked you, went into your shetach. Then there's a whole different mahalat. There's a different system how it works. But either way, we're talking about the milchemes hayetzer. And Rashi brings the Milchemes Rishus HaKosav Medaber. You can add, what does it mean, the Milchemes Rishus HaKosav Medaber? You have to choose in the Milchemes HaYetzer to also be Natseyachim on Inyonim of Rishus. Not only when things are black and white, even when things are gray and not exactly clear, to go a Trot Viter, even then to be Natseyach Keneged the Yetzer. The Chidor writes, the Pasuk says, Ki Seitzei La Milchama Alo Yevecha. The soife tevis of these words, kiseitze la melchama alo yevecha, the soife tevis are oiholecha. Ma toivu oiholecha. Oiholecha is the bote medrash, the base medrash, the Torah, the limud haTorah. You want to know what's mitnatzeach the melchama? The mitnatzeach the melchama is oiholecha. And this is true on both pshutai shal mikras. Sai mitzad the melchama, literally negan and oyev, and sai the melchama of the yetzer. I would say, especially klapi our door, we know that our door. The Sfarim we'll talk about is that it's going to be the golos of Yishmael. Yishmael, Avada means physically the pachad of Iran, but Avada, Yishmael also represents Tumah and the anti of Kedusha, and I would say it's the iPhone. And whether it's the Iran or the iPhone, either way, the Milchama is Oyhalecha. Kiseitzi la Milchama, Oyhalecha, Matoyfu Oyhalecha. The Chidah also writes an interesting deal. The Pasuk says, Kiseitzi la Milchama al Oyivecha. Oyevecha is Lashon Rabim, and the next word is Unisonoi Hashem Alekecha Biyadecha. So it's Pasach B'Lashon Rabim, Kiseitze La Melchama Al Oyevecha, but then the Nisonoi is Lashon Yochid, Mai Hai. Says the Chidah, we know there are two Ikri Yetzaharas that the Chazal talk about. There's Yitzra, the Avoy Dezora, and there's the Yetzahara of Arayis. We know the Gemara says, Yitzra, the Avoy Dezora, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mevatalit. So it's Kiseitzi La Milchama Al Oyevecha, both Yetzer Horas, the Yetzer Hara of Avoy Dezara and the Yetzer Hara of Arayis. But then, Unisonoi Hashem Alekecha Biyadecha, one of them, the Yetzer Hara of Avoy Dezara, was totally given over, was Muchlat Botel. The other one, the Yetzer Hara of Arayis, the Gemara explains, was Nechlash, it was weakened, but it wasn't totally destroyed. That's for Shavisa Shivyoy. So the Pasuk is going on the two sorts of Yetzer Hara. Now, as categorizing the two Yetzer Horas as Avoy Dezara and Arayis, or Avoy Dezara and Taivis, but the emes is in that Yetzahara Gufa, you could also maybe be Mefarish Lashon Rabin. You know, there's the Yetzahara for Taivas Momin, there's the Yetzahara Kipshuta for Arayas, and there's the Yetzahara for Taivas or Achila that this forum talk about. I heard, we know Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, Oyholecha. In the Tikkun Gufa, you know, the Gemara says, why did Hashem totally not destroy the Yitzra, the Arayas? He only destroyed the Yitzra that by the Zara. Because the Yitzhak Arayis, we need it to remain because of Chedvus of the Shmaitzah. You have to chant. There's a thing Chazal. You have to channel the Yitzra of Taivis. The Yitzra of Taivis has to be channeled for Torah. So I heard once even that's the pshat. There's Momin, Arayis, and Achila. Momin, you channel that into which style of learning? Bekiyas. Yesh Leimona writes a Messiah. Kamus. Poshet, what's Kamus? Quantity. But then there's the Yetzirah of Achila. If you're really a fine schmeck, you understand what this is, nuances of Gishmak and Achila, that's already Be'ion. And if we may suggest that the last one of Arayis, of Pru Revu, is to be Mechadish in Torah, to bring forth. So a person has to use these various Yetziraharas for the Melchama. The Chasam Sofer writes, you know, we say it in the Dovid Hashem, now in Chodesh Elul, Im tachene olay machene lo yirulibi im tokam olay melchama bezois ani baitech. Wow, what's bezois? There's so many pshatim in bezois. Zois ha-toyra, there's a lot of pshatim. But I heard once a pshat. No, bezois is the melchama alein. If you're fighting the war, if you're waging the war, bezois with the melchama alein ani baitech. If you're taka focused, you're taka, like we said in the Rambam, totally focused on the tachsisi ha-melchama, yes, you will prevail. Now we have to know that the nitzachan of this melchama, we said, is even on Dvorim of Rishus. Lav Davka, Mamash, when it's black and white. It's brought down, like Abi the Yetzirah, the Pasuk says in Bereshis, Hu Yeshuf Charoish, Va'ata Teshufenu Okev. Hu Yeshuf Charoish, Va'ata Teshufenu Okev. You're going to chop off of the snake, of the Yetzirah. But I heard once of Shad, Hu Yeshuf Charoish, he tries to attack you with the first mitzvah of the Torah. The first mitzvah of the Torah. For Revu, in Yonam of Kedusha, that's what the Yetzer of Taiva. Va'atata shufenu, okay, if you get him back with the last mitzvah in the Torah, what's the last mitzvah in the Torah? Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Hu Yeshuf Roish, he wants to get you with Roish, with the Inyone Peru Revu, get him back with Okev. But another pshat in Okev is Rosh Tevis, Kadesh Atzmacha B'Mutter, meaning Melchemes Rishus. Be Mekadesh yourself, even what you think is Mutter, and that's how you will be Mitnatzeach with him in this Melchama. And like we said, that's the gray area. It's an interesting nakuda. We know that, we talk about this a lot, that the Shvatim, the Torah brings it in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh and Simon Tov Yud Zayin, that the Shalish Regalim are connected to the Shalish Aves, and the Chadoshim are connected to the Shvatim. And there are various ways how to cheshbon which Chodesh is connected with Shevet, but like many, Elul is connected to Chodesh God. God is Milchama. God Gedud Yegudenu V'hu Yagud Akev. We also know that every Shevet is connected to a different Evan in the Chodeshin, and that also, it's a machlaik, is exactly how it works out. Suffice it that Oidim is for sure Ruvenin and Yoshpez Binyamin. But besides that, there's a Balagan how to set it up. But like many, God is Achlama. Achlama, Lashon Melchama. The stone Achlama is gray colored. Every stone has a different color. It's the gray area. That's where the Melchama is. The Kisetzi La Melchama. Dafke Take in Chodesh Av. Ubachse Esaviyah. We have to start the parasha. Ubachse Esaviyah Vesima Yerach Yomim. Do Yarcha De Elul. Chodesh Elul is the month that a person has to do this tachsisim ulchama. Now it says, Kiseitzi la melchama al yuvecha, vishavisa shivyoi. You take a captive. What do you take captive? Who do you take captive? What do you capture? Before we said it, it's the Yitzra, the Yitzra, and Shevi is the Yitzra, the Arayis. The Chasam Sofer says, interesting pshat. He says, you have to learn how to wage war. You have to learn it from the enemy. You have to learn from the enemy how to learn. There's things you can learn from the enemy. And he says like this, the Yetzirah doesn't come to you, Chazal say, doesn't come to you the first day and say, Leich lecho, lavei davei dezara. He starts with, Hayoyim oimer leikach, mochor leim oimer leikach. It's a slow process. The first day, he's trapping you in something kemat, minimal, that you don't even notice, and slowly you get ensnared into the trap of the Yetzirah. Says the Chasam Sofer, learn that from him. Hu adin, legabi, the fight back. It's lav davka, and all this fun talk about this, but like the Chasam Sofer, that's pshat in the pasuk, and that's the Shevi. That's what you have to learn from the Yetzer. Kabolois ketanois, the concept that all the Balim wants to talk about. A person lav davka conquered Everest the first day. Avad, that's the Sheifa, but the Nakuda to be makabala, kabola ketana. We learned that from the Yetzer. The same way he went it shlav shlav, you should also work it out that way. Farshteitzach, it has to be pishuli pesach kechudai shel machat. It has to hurt. A machat, it has to be like you stick your finger in water, you take it out. The water just is chazer likad musay mamish. It has to be a pesach kechudish al machat, but then itaka will work. I heard a gevaldik at their hair. We know Rabbi Kiva saw the water, even if it was small, drop after drop after drop. Eventually, it's mitzarif lecheshbon gadol. There's a dover nifla, dover mavio beetsim. That first drop of water, it takes months, years, whatever long it takes. But the water is chayder the even, yeah, the lave even, the water, the mayim, the mayim. The first drop. Scientifically, even, it's a peladik akasha, physics question. The first drop did something. Nothing. Not come out nothing. Go nicht. So then nothing happened yet. And the second drop is the first drop. That first drop, second one. Yeah, I don't want to take too long to do this, but the second drop, it did something. It did go nicht. So where's the mitzvah? Weißt du, even if you're not mavchen in it, even when you're not mavchen in it, something happened. Something happened. It could be, it's very small, but don't think it's garnished. The hechlich that it's not garnished is because otherwise it wouldn't pile afterwards. It's to do with the famous mashal they said in a Vardik about a Kabbalah Katana. Kabbalah Katana has to carry you through the year. So they gave a famous mashal. They used to travel by train. The Navardikers, the famous mice with the Navardiker, they believed in Betochen. He's waiting by the train station. He doesn't have a ticket. And there's another tire yid looking at him, and he says, "What's the story?" He says, "I'm going soon to Pinsk." He says, "You have a ticket?" "No." "Betochen." And this guy, I guess he wasn't a Navardiker, of different mahalch. He says, "No, you're a nar. You're not going to get on the train." And he's sitting there talking. He says, "No." The train is rolling into the station. This yid, he had rachmanis, he couldn't halt zechayin. He went to the ticket station, bought him a ticket, looked at the bogus, says, "You with your betochen. See, I'm getting you a ticket." The bogus says, "Yeah, shkoyach." Lemaisa in the Vardik, they said the mashal that a person needs to get, he only has a certain money, a budget to buy his ticket. He has to get all the way from Varsha to Pinsk. He has to make it to, he has to get to his yaad, to get to his, where the soccer ball is, what do you call it, to the destination. What? To the goal, destination. And that's why it's a soccer ball, because of the goal. That's why, on the ways, it's a soccer ball. Okay, you didn't know that, okay. Avot. Al koponim, this guy has a certain amount of money, but instead he goes and spends a first class ticket, all his money, but then it's per distance of how much mileage you get. The first class ticket, they throw him out of the train two stops later. He doesn't make it. He didn't make it all the way from Varsha to Pinsk. He got stuck at Kislev. I mean, whatever city it was. It didn't last. The marshal is maybe a third class ticket, but it's enough that it gets you through the ride of the whole year. Rav Avram Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he was just nifter, one of the Rosh Yeshivas. Rav Avram Shmulevitz is son. He learned in Ponovich, I mean, the Mir Avada, most of his life, but he learned in Ponovich. He asked Rav Chatzkel once, Rav Chatzkel Levenstein. He went to Rav Chatzkel, he says, "I made a Kabbalah. It lasted till Hanukkah. What's the pshat?" He said, "Weiss this, it was too big of a Kabbalah. Weiss the right, that's the problem. It has to be something small. Quartz and sharp, but small." But so he asked Rav Chatzkel, he says, "So what's a mashal? What's a Kabbalah Katana? What's?" I mean, there's a vikur. When do you make the Kabbalah Katana? Like, during the Elam, you know, there's different ways how this system works. But what's a Kabbalah Katana? Rav Chatzkel told Rav Avraham Shmulevitz. He said, "Oz yosher mit kavon." So I was trying to understand Pshan and the Maisa. Rav Avraham told me this. I was trying to understand Pshan and the Maisa. The embassy is mitzad echad. Anyone that knows anything about Rav Chatzkel, Rav Chatzkel lived emuna, very very stark into vividly living emuna. Rav Volba said on Rav Chatzkel, "It is the letzte the emistik yoytzim in Mitzrayim." He really goes out of Mitzrayim every day. He says, "Oz yosher." Forget about on Pesach night. Every day he goes out of Mitzrayim. Oz yosher by him was about the bezundere nekuda of literally going out of Mitzrayim. Kilu yotzer, without the kilu even yotzer. The letzte the yotzer. So that's why Oz yosher was his thing. But the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yoman Atzadik Finkel Shlita, said a different taich in this ma'aser. He said, "Yeah, it's a Kabbalah just on Oz Yosher. But Shtel Tzachfar, if you Shtel Avek a Shtar Kavana, you want your Oz Yosher to be Mamish Bazunder, Yed the Tog, you're not going to come into to davening during Yichavoy, you know? You're going to be there for Brachas already. And your Shtabach is going to look different also, the Brachas HaKrishma. The system is going to be different. The Kabbalah Katana Avada, and the Mashkiach always adds, he says, HaMakabal Al Atzmoy Kol HaToy Rekula Chutz Midavarecha. He's not the Kairos. You have to believe in everything. The Kabbalah has to be in everything. The She'if has to be clapping everything. But there's an akuda that you tap on to the Kabbalah Katana. In the Sefer Megala Amukos, the Heilige Sefer, it's Omek, Megala Amukos from Rav Nosson Nota Shapiro, from hundreds of years ago. He writes, there's a Rosh HaTevis to El. We know the different Chadoshim have, their names really are, they're Bavli names, but the Sfarim later on, not a Chazal, but many of the Sfarim talk about that. The names of the Chadoshim have a Hagam Be'etzim, someone that wants to scholarly be analyze it. It came from Kilu Goyish sources. But this Kedusha and this Oymek in the names of the Chadoshim. Kemedubar, everyone knows that Tammuz is Rosh HaTevis, Zman Shuvah, Mamash Meshubah. Zman shuv mamash meshuba. Ready in Tammuz. And Av is Elul ba. And Elul, Elul is Avada Elul already. Avada. Avada. Oich demon sich. I have a Yedid in Harnof, Rav Elfenbaum. He told me a maisa. He said he met once Rabbi Yashiv in the 70s, in Tav Shen Lamed days, Tav Shen Lamed Gimel. In those days, it wasn't like it was Lib Soif Yomav when it was the whole mindset of going into it. Rabbi Yashiv was waiting by the bus stop. He was going somewhere. So he went over to the bus stop. And he said, Chob HaShai, he wants to ask the Chob HaShai. We'll get back to the Megalom. But he said he wants to ask the Rav HaShaila. So he said, what's the Shaila? He says, you know, Rosh Hashanah, we blow Shofar, you can't blow Shofar on Chav Tes Elul. It's not the Zman, it's not the Mitzvah, it's Garnish Ketan. To eat matzah the day before Pesach. To shakal lulav on Yud Gimel Tishrei. It's Garnish. He added, I didn't have the hazard to ask him that if you eat cheesecake on Erev Shavuos, Ef Shebediyevet, this is Yeh. This Yeh Poil. He says, what about Shuvah? What about Shuvah? Far Elul. It's called Yosmana, it's like not Shaykh Bechlal. So Rabbi Yashiv with a big smile, he says, no, mitzvah lefar, say, avada, even this happened on Chof Ches Av. That's what I'm saying, the mice. He says, avada, far de moichit. You can add, you know, the Kotzker said, the Pasuk says, al tifnu el ha'alilim. Don't just be pointed to the alilim, to the elves, to the elves. Don't just rely on elves, even before. And the emes is, it's in first Marshaw. The Marshaw, the letzter Marshaw, in Mesechta Megillah, the Gemara says, shloishim yom koidem Pesach, koidem Atzeres, koidem Mechag. And he says, and Rosh Hashanah, why not Rosh Hashanah? He says, because Rosh Hashanah is not only 30 days before. Rosh Hashanah, Avada, Kol Hashanah. There's no Bezunder Zman. Oh, but El is doch El. So the Megal HaMukis, he says, it's a Rosh Tevis, the El also. Yeah, Avada, it's Yedua, the Shaloh HaKadosh says, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, the Mr. Gru brings it. And it's also Remez, it's the 40 days. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li is Rosh Tevis El, it's Seif Tevis, Yud, it's the 40 days. The 40 days includes from Lamed Av, Rosh Chodesh El is part of the 40 days. You start coming Aleph El, the second day of Rosh Chodesh, you only have 39 days left. That's not. You need 40 days. It's Pasha that you need 40 days. The B'nai Soscha writes, I'm going to get to the Megalim. The B'nai Soscha writes, a mikveh has to have Arboyim Saw. How many lug in a Saw? 24 lug in a Saw. How many lug in a mikveh? I got to calculate. 960. He says the same thing with the Arboyim Yoim of Elul is a mikveh. Mikveh Tahara. But mikveh shechasser court of Echad. Totally, Taval, he's not Be'erach. He's totally still Tameh. He's Becheska Stumah, but all the day, nothing happened yet. The mikveh has to be Bishlemes, has to be Arboyim Saw, has to be Taf Kuf Samach Lugin. And for Shteitzach also, the Elul has to be the Arboyim Yoim. With the Esrim Ba'ar B'Shoyis in the Yoyim and the 960 Shoyis. Choser Shoachas. Shoachas includes Lamed Av. Lamed Av included. Kuponim, the Magal HaMukas writes, he says, what's the Rosh HaTevis Elul? Oroin Luchois V'Shivrei Luchois. Oroin Luchois V'Shivrei Luchois. Adkan. What's the Taich? Sometimes a person's broken. He thinks he's broke. The Shivrei Luchois is also in the Oroin. And you think it's broken. The Pasuk says, Vo'esfois eshtei haluchois v'ashabreim le'eneichem. Klal Yisrael, to your eyes, it looked like it was broken. It's not. There's something there. That's the message of Elul. Now we said that it's a melchama. It's interesting. I saw in the Megal HaMukas, Femistus, Fasemis brings this also, when there's Mekoros in the Zoyar, the Chadoshim, Nisan, Ir, and Sivan, Ashayach to Yaakov. There was a chalukah between Yaakov and Esav. Nisan Ir and Sivan is Shaykh to Yaakov. Tamas Avin Elul is Betzim Shaykh. Tamas Avin Elul is Betzim Shaykh to Esav. Nisan Ir Sivan, Mitzis Mitzrayim, Sir Zoymer, Matan Tayre. Nisan Ir Sivan is Igrishnius, yeah, everything in Sivan, yeah. Nisan Ir Sivan is Yaakov. Tamas Av Elul is Esav. But on Elul there's a war, there's a battle. And every Chodesh, we spoke about this all the time, every Chodesh is connected to a different letter also. The Sefer Yetzirah is brought down. The Sfarim bring it, the Sfarim brings it. Chodesh El is the Yud. The Yud, the Pintel Yud. And Yaakov and Esav fight about that because Yaakov originally was Akev. And Esav is with a Yud. Ayin Sin Vav Yud Vav. And they fight. The fight is about that Yud, that Pintel Yud. The fight, the Melchama between Yaakov and Esav to turn Akev into Yaakov and to make Esav Chosel without his Yud. That's the Melchama of Chodesh Elul. Now the pasuk says, "The Gabri Fastoyer, Loi dibra toira, ela keneged yetzahara, that Moira the Kazakh, Hashem knew that he's not going to be able to maimon in the Nisayan. So it was mechadash heter. And vice versa, the Achronim speak out. Don't ever think with a za attitude, yeah, Hashem won't mind this. Faker. When he knew that he doesn't mind, he tells you so. Don't aim makishin, don't make a hekish. When it's clear and it's explicit, it says this is how it works. Otherwise, listen to the rules. Udavar Pashat. But there's a pshat from the Sar Shalom of Bells, very interesting. We know the Gemara says, we've said this other times, the Gemara says in Menachos, the famous story of this yid that was not Grois at Tzaddik, and he was always machapis to do Averis in all kinds of places. He came once to a Mokam to do an Avera, and his tzitzis, he was taking off his tzitzis gave him a patch, and that's what woke him up to Tzachapzich, and he was Chazer B'tshuva. A story, Gemara Menachos. So the Bells Rebbe said like this, he said, you should know, it's Takachu, the tzitzis is B'sgula, to be able to be matzi from chet. But you should know, tzitzis needs 8 chutim on each corner. That's how we pass in Machlekes Beshami Besilo. We pass in, that means 8 tzitzis on each corner. Altogether, 32. 4 corners, 32. Leiv, lamed beis. Hearts, with the whole hearts. Everyone knows, it's Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Beis. Gemaras, and Menachos. If some of the tzitzis rips, I'm not going to go through all the different sheetas exactly how many strings have to be remaining in the Shirayim. But even if some of the chutim are ripped, it's still good as long as it started with lamed beis. So he said like this: you should know, over the segula that tzitzis is going to be matzil you from chet. It only works if the tzitzis is totally b'shleimus with the 32. Don't use ayin gebak to halv gebak the b'diavad tzitzis. It's kosher. You can make a broch and everything. So he says, it's, as I state the remez, loy is 31. Yeah, not such a complex gematria. Loy is also 36. That's elo loy. And loy, right? But loy, dibra toira. Midaraisa loy is enough. 31 is enough. Ella is 32. Ella keneged yetzahara. You want the tzitzis to work keneged yetzahara? Then you have to do it with the ganza lev, with the ganza arbit. Oh, you have over here the hemshich the ben soy rumayra. The interesting is the gemara in Sanhedrin daf pei tes. The pasuk says by ben soy rumayra. The Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. And the Gemara runs out, this is a special din of Hachrozo. A special din of Hachrozo. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there are four people that need Hachrozo. Before you give them the Mises Bezdin, you do Hachrozo. Ben Soyer Rumoirer, a Mesis for Avodah Zarah, a Zokin Mamre, and Edim Zoymimim. Those four have a special din of Hachrozo. That's a Mitzvah Shtikl Ha'ara. How could you give Hachrozo? They were made that this guy was Mechal Shabbos. So he was going to get skila. Now it's Kasha Zamam, you give the Edim skila. The Nidoim was going to have Hachroza? No, he was going to be punished for regular skila of Chilul Shabbos. How could the Edim Zayimim get punished with the Hachroza? It's not Kasha Zamam. The Din Hachroza wasn't Nichlal in the original Zmama. That's, we'll talk about if it's a Kasha. But the Gemara says there's Hachroza by these four. Mesis, Ben Soyer, Umayra, Zokin Mamre, Edim Zayimim. Says the Gemara, Sanhedrin Beit Tes. Bekulu, by all three of them, except for Edim Zoyman, it says, V'chol ha'om yishmu v'iro. By Edim Zoyman, it says, V'hanish'orim yishmu v'iro. The leftovers, not everyone. In fact, the Gemara, why? Because not everyone's kosher for Edis. The Gemara understands that the Hachroza is a Musar Shmuz. And Ben Soyer Umayra never happened even, but it's a Musar Shmuz for everyone. In Hanhaga, it's a Musar Shmuz for everyone. Over Edim Zoyman, the Musar Shmuz of don't say Edis Sheker, there are some people that are puzzled Edis, for whatever reason. And someone that's Pasal Edus, so since he's Pasal Edus, to him it's not going to be a Musar Shmuz. I heard once an interesting kasha. There's a famous din, Gemara in Sanhedrin, we paskin, Neman Olai Abba. Neman Olai Pasal. A person is allowed to accept upon himself, this person, even though he's Pasal Edus, he's a Rosh, he's a Karoiv, he's Pasal. I accept upon myself that he's a Kasher Eid. The pastis, it only works by Dinim Omnis, not by Dinim Nefashis. But it's a Zadin of Edus. Claire's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Neman Olai, Pliny, Abba, Russia, Karoif. It's really Din Edis, or it's just your Michael the money if he says against you? Nafkamina, would there be Edim Zoymimin? If these Edim, who are really not Kashal Edis, but you accepted them as to be Kashal Edis, would it have the Din of Edis Lagabi Kasher Zomam? So, Luchara, I have a shtickle rai. If you'll tell me it doesn't have a Din of, if you'll tell me that it does have a Din of Kasher Zomam, why does the Gemara say that by Edim Zoyimim it only says V'hanish Orim Yishmu V'iro, not V'kol Yisrael Yishmu V'iro, because there are some people that aren't Kashal Edis, anyone can be kosher legs, even if he's possible, but someone will say, Neman Olai. And so Efsher, Starkarai, Khara Pelo, so we suffer again. Kemen Zog and Efsher, this is a Musar Shmuz. If you are Pasala Aidis, the Musar Shmuz doesn't talk to you. The fact that tomorrow Chaim Yankel is going to say, I accept upon myself that you could be an aid for me, that happened tomorrow. When the Musar Shmuz came, it didn't talk to you. And a person has to know when he gets an Esoiris from a Musar Shmuz, it has to be then. It has to be Achi Yechpot, it has to hit you. If it didn't hit you then, it's not going to hit you. That's Efsher, a Taich. Well, got me that then. Yeah, you have the din of Ben Sayer Meir. The Gemara says, Soifoi, that he's going to be molesting the Briois, the Hargon, and he's going to be terrible. So let's kill him already before. I'll shame Soifoi. Not Basher Husham. Why doesn't he deserve the concept of Basher Husham? But what's the Kashim? Marsha has the Kashim. Many Achrim talk about Marsha has the Kashim, Rosh Hashan. But by Ben Sayer, it's I'll shame Soifoi. Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, he has a nice Kasha, Gishmak Kasha. He asks, The Ben Soira Moirer, you're telling me that in the end he's going to be Melastim the Brius. And he's going to kill them. He's going to be a Ritzeach. What Oynish Mises Bezdin does a Ritzeach get? Hereg. Hereg, not the most Chomer. What Oynish does a Ben Soira get? Which Mises Bezdin? Skila. Fret the Rishol of Diskin. Why Skila? You're telling me you're killing him, Al-Shem Soifa. I know, he didn't do anything yet. But you're killing him, Al-Shem Soifa. But even Al-Shem Soifa, he's going to be a Ritzeach. A Ritzeach is Hereg. Why does he get Skila? Is it Fret? So he says two terutzim. So one terutz, he says, this Ben Soirer, he's a busy guy. He works 24/7. He works on Shabbos also. So he's going to be Mechal Shabbos also. So he deserves skila because he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. So why does it say we're worried because he's going to be molesting the Brias and killing them? Because this that we're killing him Hashem Soifoi is because he's a menace to society. This that he's going to be a Mechal Shabbos La'osid, that we wouldn't kill him now. We would wait till he's over and then kill him. We're killing him now because we want to prevent his issue that he's going to be killing people. But once we're cheshbening Al-Shem Soifoi, vet azayin mechal al-Shabbos Soifet. That's one teretz. He says another teretz, he says, a ritzeach deserves hereg, but imagine if a person was a mass murderer, he killed a lot of people. It doesn't say it anywhere, but maybe there should be like a bezunder, a capital punishment of like, then he should deserve skila, then he should deserve worse. It's never negated, because after he killed the first person, he's chayiv mis, he's a gavra ketila, that's it. It's set. But when you're killing a Ben Sayer Al-Shem Soifoi, so you're cheshmaning the whole Al-Shem Soifoi, Hagami didn't do it, it's what he would have done. Yeah, it didn't happen, he's dead. But it's a cheshman of what he would have done, mitchilo mekenarayin legin in the cheshman, to give him skila. You know, but I wasn't sure. I have to know the sugis of Ben Sayer. Let's say it was a Ben Sayer that it never happened, but if it would happen, and there was a Gmar Din already. Gmar Din. Nigmar Din Al-Shem Soifoi. And he was Baruch. 50 years later, you find him. In a totally different country. Finally tracked him down. DNA testing, everything. He's a big Rosh Hashiva. He's a Marbitz Toyer. He's a Tzaddik. It was Nigmar Dina already. He has a Gemar Din of Misa. On same Seifa. And Geba Cook. Seifa Miyishirenu. The Heichi Nidaina Dayana Lahai Dina. What?
That also never happened.
That also never happened. Yeah, I know. I'm about that. You know, Rashi says Eloshin the Ben Soyer Meir is Neragal Shem Soifoi. He gear Torah the Soif Daitoi that he's going to be Mechal Mamanoviv Umevakesh Limudoi. What does it mean Limudoi? Limudoi is what he's used to. He's got used to eating meat and things, right? He's going to look for things he's used to and he's going to end up killing people. If you look at the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin and Perek Ben Soyer, it says it with a different gear sign. It's a totally different word. Listen to the Eloshin. It's scary. Soifoi that he's going to be on the Prashas Drachim. And he's going to be going to Vesabrius. And he's going to be killing people. That's already terrible. And then listen to even worse. V'soifoi l'shakech es Talmudai. Then he's going to forget his learning. That's at the end. Because if he would still remember his learning, Hamor Shavoy Yachzir Ena Lamutad. In the list of this guy's Hidar Derut, his spiraling downward, it's fascinating. Rashi says the same question, but Rashi says, Mevakesh Limudai. Limudai means not his Torah learning. It means what he... He's going to be looking for what he's used to, his limudai. But the way the Rishami says is, no, he's going to be a gangster, and a steer, and a ganev, and a roitzeach, and then he's going to forget his learning. That's even, because if he doesn't forget his learning, he's still hamor shaboy yachzir ena lamutav. Yeah, it's a very big parsha. We have a few minutes. It's the biggest parsha as far as the mispar of the million hamitzvahs, of the tariyah mitzvahs. I think there's about 70 plus mitzvahs in the parsha. Hashavas Aveda, I saw there's a remez, a chosin. A chassan is supposed to say a drosha. No, a chassan is supposed to darshan. So the Chiddush Rem said, It says, I think in Miriam's section, Ad Droish, the chosin is Mechazar Alavidosi, right? The Gemara says, the Baal Aved, the Mechazar Alavidosi. And what does the Baal Aved have to do? Yes, the Darshan, Ad Droish. That's what I'm talking, Ad Roshan. Shalach to Shalach Es Ha'aim. And what is the Torah Mavtiach for Shiluach HaKen? Arichas Yomin. Says the Chassam Sofer, interesting, previous parsha we had Aser to Aser, to give tzedakah, Aser b'shvil, shetis asher. So he says, notice, shalach to shalach is with a shin. With a shin. Shin, the nekuda, is at the right side. Shalach to shalach, the shin, is at the right side. And what's the haftach? Arichas yamim. Aser to aser, that's with a sin, that the nekuda is on the left side. The teres mafiach, ashiris. Mefresh pasuk. Oirech yamim, b'yamina. On the tzad yamin, shalach to shalach, that's where it's mafiach, oirech yamim. The smayla, on the left side, Oisher v'choy. The parish of Gerushin, lo yuchal bay l'harishoin asher shilcha lo shuv l'kachto. The last Mishnah in Gittin, there's a machlekes tanoim, what is it that warrants a person to be able to divorce his wife? Beishameh says, lo yigarish odom esishtoi el im kein motzah be'ervas davar. The only thing that warrants to divorce her is if there was an ervas davar. Beis Hillel says, Hikdicha tafshilot. Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu matzah acheres nohimenu. Three way machlekes tanaim. Frek the Yerushalmi, the Achrayna bring this, but the Yerushalmi retzem asked the kasha already. We know that a person is not allowed to be machzir grushosai if she already married someone else. Why do you need a special din of machzir grushosai? Haray, if he was machzir, if he was megarisher, it's obviously because she was Erev's daughter, so it's usher to him anyways. It's a soita. Haray loit be shamai, that's the only way it's possible he divorced the wife. So you could say, hachamai skin, and he was over the din. He was megarisher anyways. Or sometimes even like be shamai, there could be ukimtis when you divorce her for other factors. But kipshute, if be shamai says megarish is because of Erev's daughter, so then why do you need a bazundar alav that you can't take back grusha? Frek Rabbi Kiveger, maybe the case is he was Megarasher because it was Matzah Be'erva's Dover. All in Adam came and were made that she was Mezana. But then they were Nimtzu Zoymimin. They were Nimtzu Zoymimin. Not Trey Utrey. Zoymimin. It's Nimtzu Zoymimin. It turns out nothing ever happened. So Azoy, he would be allowed to take her back. But since he married somebody else, went to marry somebody else, he can't take her back. Azoy Zekrub Kivay. Frek the Chasam Seifer. How could he ask such a kasha? He said, how could he say that? He said, no. The Pasuk says that when she gets divorced, she marries somebody else. And the Chazal Darshan, that she gets divorced from the second husband. Also, Chazal say, because why this second guy, why did he marry her? This guy divorced her because of an aver. Why did he take her? But the kash is, if it happened, then it turns out it was Adam Zayman. So why does he deserve that punishment? He didn't do anything wrong. It turns out it was Adam Zayman. He didn't know that yet, but that's a Shaila. When you find out that it was Zayman, but at that point, he didn't know it was Zayman. I mean, she knows the truth. But the second husband doesn't know. The matzah before Zayman for the second husband, should that be called, should that go into the cheshbon? Just a little bit on Makis. Arboim Yakenu. Arboim Yakenu. We know Be'emes, the Torah says Arboim Yakenu, but Chazal came and said it's only 39 days. Right? Omer Rava, Kama Tipshi Shar Inshi, the Kaimi Mikami Sefer Torah, but like Kaimi Mikami Gav Rava. Because in the Sefer Torah it says Arboim Yakenu. And the Rabbanon came and made it one less. Now it's interesting, the Torah says, Arboim Yakenu, Lo Yosef, don't add another one. Pen Yosef Lakoise Makarabba, because if you'll slip and give him one more, it's going to be a Makarabba. Why will it be a Makarabba? Famous word from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says like this, he says, we know by Edom Zoymin, by Mamin, they can split it. They were made that a guy was 100 zuz, they don't have to each pay 100 zuz, each one pays 50, together it adds up to 100. No. So if they were made that someone eight chazer and he's chayv malchus. Maybe they should also split the malchus. Says the Mishnah, Makas tafei, Mishalshin b'momin. By momin, you could split it and together, collectively, they pay. You know, let's not even say 100 zuz. Let's say we keep it the chesh. Let's say it was 40 zuz, yeah? They were made that someone was 40 zuz. Each one pays 20. 20 and 20 is 40. No, so they were made that this guy ate chazer. He deserves malchus. Each one should get 20 and 20. So the Gemara explains why not, but the Beis Halevi says a knetch. He says, because you should know the 37th hit, the 26th hit, the 37th hit, hurts more than the collectively than the first. 20 and 20 is not 40, right? 12 and 12 is not 24, and 20 and 20 is not 40. So that's why, in money it is. In money it is. But in Malchus, because the 21st clap hurts more. Says the Beis Levi, that's the pshat. Arboim yakenu, but don't give him even one more. Because if you're going to give him one more, that's going to be a makarabi. You know how much the 41st one hurts? Ten Yosef alav makarabo. Now, it's interesting. There's a very big chiddush in the Pirus Yosef. He wants to say that Edim Zoyman of Ben Grusha, since it's not really Kasha Zama, it's not like they were going to give him Malchus. It's just an oinish. We learn that from a special pasuk, it's Diku. It's a tremendous chiddush. He says, by the Malchus of Ben Grusha, each one could take 20, and that's enough. You don't have to attack and do 40 and 40. He says, by a regular case of Kasha Zomam, when you made that Yene ate Chazer, he was going to get 40, 39, 40. So you have to get 40. But by Ben Grusha, anyways, it wasn't his mama for Malchus. Now again, if you know that by Ben Grusha, it's Reina Loisane. So that's Loisane. It's a law. For a law of the rice, you get Malchus. But if you know it's a new parasha of punishing them with Malchus, Ulai, each one would get 20. So once when I was younger, I made a big mistake. I said, Lefizeh, if they found Zoyame Zoyamin, each one would get 10. That's a Vada Tois. Because the Zoyame Zoyamin of Ben Grusha is regular Kasha Zaman. They were Zoyamin that these guys should get 20 and 20. And we punish them to get 20. It's not Echtik Kasha Zaman. It's not if it's Diku anymore. Pasha doesn't. They once asked the Chedush Yarim when he was younger. There's a machloikis if Malchus is really 39 or 40. Where would there be an Ukimta where there wouldn't be an Afkamina? Alskint, he said on Iluy Shazach, he said, let's say there's a Yid, who Rahman Aslan, he already did a lot of Averis. He already did 39 Averis. All kinds of Averis. Chazar and Averis, all kinds of Averis. And besides that, he was a Shliach Bezdin once, to give Malchus to somebody. And he gave the guy 40 Malchus. Was he supposed to? Machloikis tonight. If Malchus is 40, again, I'm going to start the Cheshbon again. This is a Yid. He has a resume. He did 39 Averis. He also once gave Malchus to a Yid. And I know, I counted. He gave 40 Malchus to the Yid. Now, what's the halacha? If the halacha is you're supposed to give someone 40 Malchus, how many Averis does this guy have on his resume? 39. And how many Malchus is he supposed to get? 39 times 40. Now, if you hold that Malchus is really only 39, how many Averis does he have on his resume? 40. 39 that I already mentioned, plus a 40th one. He just gave a Yid an extra hakah, and you get Malchus. So he's going to get 40 times 39. The numbers will come out the same. It's interesting that the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Lefikoch, it's a Peladik Rambam, Omru Chachomim, Shafilu Habori B'yoyser, even someone very healthy who can handle a lot of Malchus, Makanoi say Rak Tishim V'shloishim. Shem Noisiv Layachas, because if you're going to give him the 40th one, Nimtza Shlohiku Ela Arboim Haru Uyisla. The Rambam is Mashal, Zaynim Tod, the Minchas Renech, and many Achroinim, a Pelad Gazach, that the Rambam learns it's a Takana de Rabbanah, that the Emes, when the Rice, it's 40. But ay, Chazal were worried if it's 40, the guy might miscount and end up giving you 41. Protectively, they said, give 39 in order the worst is that it'll end up being 40, which he deserves anyways, and not Chas V'Shalom go to 41. That's the time of the Takonis Chazal. The Menachas Chinuch is matmiya on this Rambam. He says, first of all, it's you do with the famous Taz. You never make a Takonah de Rabbanon against the Mefurash Pasuk. The Pasuk says 40, and Chazal took it away to 39. He has other Cheshbonis. I'll just say one of them, a fascinating Cheshbon. You know, everyone knows that if you shots up how much a person could handle, you only give them that amount of Malchus. 18, 21, usually in multiples of 3. Right? If you can handle 19, you still go down to 18. That's also a shtickle problem like this word, but you go down to the multiple of 3. The lashon of the Mishnah is amduhu. So amduhu l'shmoina esrei, you give him shmoina esrei. Amduhu l'esrim v'sheva, esrim v'sheva. Amduhu l'arboyim, so then you give him the full set. Amduhu l'arboyim. But if it's amduhu l'shloishim v'teisha, if you shot up this guy medically, gnoi, he can handle 39, you don't give him 39. How much you give him? Either 38, or maybe even 36, to do a multiple of 3. Hagam et Zepela, why did they choose a multiple of 3 if the real number is 40? Okay, Mechassanah has that also. But he says, and it's a diak nifla, Omdul Arboyim, if they shot stop the guy that he's healthy enough to handle 40, then he could get 39, because then with the Rambam's risk factor, he's still only going to get, but Omdul Arboyim, it's not a 36. Good.